Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.
On this vote, the yeas are 275. The nays are 134. Two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed. And without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
And so the House voted to increase COVID-19 relief checks to $2,000, meeting Democrats and President Trump's demand for bigger payments, and sending the bill to the GOP-controlled Senate, where the outcome is uncertain. Democrats had settled for smaller $600 payments and a compromise with Republicans over the big year-end relief bill Mr. Trump reluctantly signed into law. The vote divides Republicans, who mostly resist more spending. Congressman Louie Gohmert and other GOP lawmakers have filed a federal lawsuit against Vice President Pence to overturn the Electoral College when Congress meets on January 6th.
The lawsuit is asking for a legal interpretation that would declare unconstitutional provisions of the federal 1887 Electoral Count Act, effectively empowering Vice President Pence as President of the Senate to select Trump-supporting electors from the contested states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin over the slate of Biden electors, alleging fraud as the basis for the suit.
Mr. Pence has publicly avoided comment on how he would handle his constitutional duties on January 6th. Stocks closed at record highs Monday as Wall Street entered the final week of 2020. President Trump signed a $900 billion economic aid package that helps reduce uncertainty as governments reimpose travel and business curbs in response to a new coronavirus variant. On Wall Street, the Dow by 204 points, the NASDAQ rose 94, the S&P advanced 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Monica Pappas says the Vegas Chamber made all the difference to the success of her Nevada business, Fingerprinting Express. At the Vegas Chamber, our purpose is to cultivate growth and prosperity in everything we do. This is Mary Beth Seawald, President and CEO of the Vegas Chamber. We know businesses of all sizes rely on us to engage on important issues like education, transportation, and tourism. We also know that Nevada thrives when Nevada businesses thrive. The Vegas brand goes beyond geography. It's a global force that gives us the unique and compelling ability to be bold, vibrant, and fearless on behalf of business in Nevada. We are Vegas, and we are the Chamber. We embrace our distinguished history that has helped shape and serve this community for almost 110 years. Check us out at VegasChamber.com. That's VegasChamber.com or on social at Vegas Chamber.
This message sponsored by the Vegas Chamber, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Valley's DUI strike team arrested 25 drivers during its DUI blitz on Saturday night. Metro police officials say the strike force concentrated its energies on the northeast and downtown, resulting in some 145 stops, 24 citations, and 25 DUI arrests, along with one misdemeanor. The strike team is made up of Metro Police officers and Nevada Highway Patrol troopers. The Las Vegas Strip may be without fireworks this New Year's Eve, but the Plaza still plans to light up the skies downtown. And while things are expected to be a little quieter this year due to COVID-19 and the health and safety protocols, a few places around town are going to be having parties. Bringing in the new year, the venues hosting events include Area 15, the Cosmopolitan, the Cromwell, Harris Las Vegas, and all local PT's taverns, which include a special happy hour between midnight and 2 in the morning to welcome in 2021. The National Hockey League released its 56-game schedule, and the Vegas Golden Knights opened the season with a 4-game homestand at T-Mobile Arena beginning January 14th against Anaheim.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Some roadways are slick, so be careful out there. We are getting some congestion on the 515 as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 westbound at Charleston, south 515 at Russell. Don't tap the brakes there, and some heavy volumes. Interstate 15 north at Tropicana.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I had one of my buddies who called here a couple of weeks ago. Lives a bunch here, lives a bunch in Indiana, and he was called. He says, I got to find out about that Liberty Health Share. So I gave him the number. So there, take that. We're in a position where we're going to have at least $600 coming our way, probably by as early as next week. But there's a possibility it might be $2,000. What will you spend your stimulus check on? Now, for a lot of you, it'll be direct deposit. I think they direct deposited into my account, which is fine. Saved me the trouble having to go to the bank. But I'm curious. I've seen studies that say only 29% went to emergency stuff. And I'm talking about essential, paying the rent, making your car payment, food, gas for your car, utilities, that only 29% of that stimulus money, the $1,200, remember that, went to that kind of stuff. And the rest of it went to paying off bills. You know, nothing that was of an emergency nature. Only 29% was that stuff. Hey, I got to pay the rent, otherwise they're going to evict me. And I'm curious what you will spend your $600, or maybe $2,000, or for those of you with families, maybe $4,000, $6,000, I don't know. We'll see what you say. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'd love to know what you spend your stimulus check on. What did you do with the $1,200? I'm curious. And what will you do with another $2,000 that could be coming your way? We'll see what you decide. All I'll tell you is the research after the fact on the $1,200 was that only 29% was on those essential home items, food, roof over your head, your car payment, gas and oil to get to and from work, that kind of thing, babysitting services, whatever, you know, if you have daycare. I would be curious what you spent your money on. And does that calibrate with you? 29% was on the essentials and the rest was just stuff. Pay off bills. No. I mean, run down your credit cards. Pay off your credit cards. Is that what this is going to be? If you get $2,000 or $4,000 or $6,000, depending on how many kids you have, that could get interesting. I want to go to the audio sound bites because Admiral Brett Giroir is a member of the White House Task Force. He was on Fox News Sunday and was talking about the vaccines. A question that I've had put to me, and I don't know how to answer that. I have seen medical experts say that the current vaccines should work on this new mutant strain, this variant of COVID-19. But Brett Giroir says he thinks that the UK mutation will be handled by our current virus or our current vaccines that are being distributed even as we speak. Here is Brett Giroir yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
TSA checkpoint travel numbers reveal more than 1 million per day traveling leading up to Christmas despite those COVID warnings. Do you expect a spike in new cases as a result, sir?
Well, it really depends on what the travelers do when they get where they're going. We know the actual physical act of traveling in airplanes, for example, can be quite safe because of the air purification systems. What we really worry about is the mingling of different bubbles once you get to your destination. Over Thanksgiving, we saw a mixed picture. In the Midwest and in the Northern Plains, cases continued to go down despite the travel, which meant that people really did the kinds of things we talked to them about, like wearing a mask and limiting your gathering. So we really have to wait and see. I really encourage people to follow the CDC guidelines, make your family gatherings small, safe, protect the elderly, and we can get through this.
There are concerns about a new variant or mutations of the virus in places like the United Kingdom, Japan, even Canada. Ontario's chief medical officer announced Saturday that they had confirmed two cases there. Considering global travel, do you think this new strain is now here in the United States?
Well, we don't know if it's here or not. We would say that there's certainly a possibility that it's here already because of global travel, and it's in so many countries now. Let me tell you what we know about the strain. It is, number one, it is not any more serious than the normal strains of COVID. However, it does appear to be more transmissible. There's not direct evidence of that, but there's lots of suggestive evidence. But again, you can still protect yourself by the mitigation measures. And we have no evidence to suggest, nor do we believe, that the vaccine would not be effective. In other words, we do believe the vaccine will be effective against this variant. So that's why we're, you know, so excited and still very enthusiastic about the vaccine program, which is being rolled out on time, on schedule, with almost 15.5 million doses being distributed by this week upcoming.
There you have it. Brett Giroir, Admiral member of the White House Task Force. I want to switch gears a little bit because joining us now, Dr. Simone Gold. She is a doctor. She is an attorney and the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. And Dr. Gold, you must be so proud of your colleagues all across the country who have put it on the line every day without days off. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen around the country and some of the real heroes that are out there?
Oh, my goodness. You know, doctors, nurses, administrative assistants, EM techs, they're just the greatest people. They really do put the patient first. I'm very proud to do the work that I do as a board-certified emergency physician. I've been doing that more than 20 years. I sometimes joke I do it whether or not there's actually a pandemic. This year has been obviously different because the mainstream media and all media, really, and all politicians in the whole world has gotten involved in their ordinary practice of medicine. But for me as a physician, it's a little bit odd because I wish people would just let the doctors and the nurses do what they need to do without everybody having an opinion about it. As you know, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all these modalities that we doctors are very familiar with, we just want to be left free to do what we need to do to take care of people. Very unfortunate that other people have gotten involved in the practice of medicine.
Dr. Gold, let me ask you, we've got the rollout of two different, the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines. We've got a couple of others that are going to be coming online soon. Are you satisfied with the way this rollout has gone? Apparently, a lot of millions of doses were delivered, but only, I think, 2 million have been deployed and put into the arms of Americans. Are you satisfied with the way that thing has worked out?
No, absolutely not. You know, whenever you want to figure out if something's good or bad, you should at least look at what's happened in the past. We have never had a situation where we rolled out an experimental biological agent to millions of people at once. This is foolish. This is risky. We can't do this. In addition to never having done this, even with an ordinary drug or therapeutic, we're doing this to a healthy population. What do I mean? You take a vaccine when you're healthy, right? You know, a drug for disease is when you're sick. But if you're going to give anything to a healthy person, you have to be absolutely sure that thing you're giving them doesn't make them worse. That's why vaccine safety is so critical. We're talking about rolling out millions of dosages of a brand new biological agent with brand new mRNA technology that's never been used before for a vaccine and giving it to millions of people. It's under investigational use now. It is not actually a vaccine. It's an experimental agent. How do we know this? One way you know this is everybody who gets this experimental agent has to be enrolled in a pharmacovigilance or tracking system where you track for more than 2 years for adverse events. This is not like going to a doctor and getting a measles shot. That doesn't do that. In this scenario, you have to be tracked because we don't yet have the data on how this vaccine, experimental vaccine, works in millions and millions of people. So I want all Americans to understand, if you want to get this experimental vaccine, that's your prerogative, the same as it is to be your prerogative to enroll in any other medical trial. But this is essentially a medical trial, and we should not be rolling it out to millions and millions of Americans all at once. There are real safety questions that have not been answered.
Again, Dr. Simone Gold joining us, a medical doctor, an attorney, and the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. Would you recommend the vaccine to your patients?
That's a great question. The only group that we would recommend it for as America's Frontline Doctors, we put out a position paper on this, are persons over age 69 with multiple comorbid conditions. That's because according to the CDC, persons over 69 have about a 95% chance of survival, but that means there's about a 5% chance that they won't survive. Every other group is very low risk of death. For example, under age 20, your chance of surviving COVID is 99.997%. Under age 50, your chance of surviving COVID, according to the CDC, is 99.98%. You cannot possibly recommend an experimental biological agent for a virus that has a 99.98% survival. It violates everything I stand for under the Hippocratic Oath.
Let me just ask you. I know your organization put out a press release last week dealing with the CDC adjusting its race-based vaccine guidelines to include a greater focus on elderly Americans. Are you convinced that's where the first of this vaccine needs to go?
There's no question that if you look at the science, the only people that should be prioritized if they should want it are persons over age 69 with multiple comorbid conditions. The first people to get it, if they want it, should be skilled nursing home facility patients, nursing home patients, or assisted living patients who are older with medical problems. That group already has about a 5% chance of death if they get COVID-19, so that group should be prioritized. All of the groups cannot be, you cannot prioritize an experimental product for anybody for whom this disease is not a lethal threat, right? I don't want to be prioritized in such a situation. Thank you, but no thank you. I don't need to be first in line for something new if I'm not really going to be threatened by the thing anyway. That's our problem with the race preferences. They're actually calling it social justice to give this to brown and black people first. I don't think that's social justice. So no, it could be only priority is if you're over 69 with multiple comorbid conditions, and that's the nursing home patients. And I want to be very clear. I've been told to be clear. I am not anything like an anti-vax person. I've been vaccinated all of my life as an emergency physician. My children have been vaccinated. My problem is trying to mandate an experimental agent with brand new technology without or coercing people to take an experimental agent when the risk of the virus itself is so low.
Give me your best sense as somebody that's been on the front line of this crisis. I got to ask you, when do we get back to normalcy? When do we get to lose the masks and the social distancing, and we can hug and we can kiss and we can do all the things we were doing before January or February of this year? When do we get back to that?
So I think the scam has been revealed, and it breaks my heart to say this, but we already had the Surgeon General go on Good Morning America last week saying that this vaccine is not known to reduce the transmission of the virus. We've had Fauci saying you're still going to have to wear the mask and social distancing. It's very, very clear to anybody who wants to pay attention that they have no intention of letting your life go back to normal. So what does that mean for you and me and all other Americans? You must take back your life. You cannot listen to people who are telling you to wait for some mythical time in the future. Right now, Americans think, oh, I get the vaccine, I get my life back. I understand it. We're weary. We want to be done with this. But the government bureaucrats have made it very clear they don't intend to give us our lives back. Americans are, you know, I was a doctor and a mom before all this started, and now I find myself on this path. But I'm like everyone listening to this radio program. You're being told one thing, and then they keep moving the goalposts. You know, Fauci just admitted, as you probably saw, that he's moving the goalposts. He said it flat out in the interview. There's no shame there. So my answer to you is we must take back our lives. You should resist the mask unless you actually want to wear it. You want to wear it, that's your business. But if you don't want to wear it, you must resist it, you know, to the fullest extent that you can.
Dr. Gold, talk a little bit about, as the founder of America's Frontline Doctors, what this nonprofit is all about, what you do, and how can people help you?
Thank you so much. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com is volunteer physicians and also ordinary Americans who have joined together to dispel the disinformation that has existed regarding COVID-19 and all the lockdown mandates. We have no ties to any organization. We are not tied to finance, the pharmaceutical industry, or government. We are all just physicians very upset at the disinformation that has been perpetrated on the American people. We need the support of the American people. We fight for you. We're fighting to avoid Americans being mandated to take experimental biological agents, for example. So you go to our website, AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com. You click on the vaccine and you'll get tons of information. There's videos, there's papers. You know, you can just educate yourself. Sign the petition, please, called StopMedicalDiscrimination.org. That is so that you won't be forced to do an experimental vaccine unless you should desire it. So please come check us out, StopMedicalDiscrimination.org.
Dr. Gold, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful new year, and let's hope for better circumstances in 2021. It's got to be better than 2020. Thank you so much, and hope you have a happy new year.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Simone Gold, the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday mornings 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere, one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. I had breakfast there Saturday morning. I just absolutely love their breakfast. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Coming up, we let you hear one side of the story relative to the coronavirus. We'll let you hear Dr. Fauci. Did he really mislead the American people? We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us.